Good Shavua Tov. This is Rabbi Tanto Kair from Brooklyn, New York. If you were to ask a question, who is the father of humanity? So you, I think most people would answer, and rightly so, Adam Harishon. However, if you think about it, Noah is the father of humanity because after the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu restores the world with Noah and his lineage. So basically, Noah is the father of humanity. And if that is the case, it's worthwhile to think about an essential character trait of Noah. The Torah tells us that when Noah ultimately enters the Teva, Pasuk says, "Vayavo Noah uvanav ishto uneshei vanav mipnei hamabul." He and his family entered the Teva mipnei hamabul because of the flood waters. And Rashi comments, "Of course, it's because of the flood waters. Why else would they be going into the Teva?" So Rashi comments that those additional words are meant to emphasize that it was precisely because of the Mabul and not because of his belief in Hashem that he entered the Teva. The flood was promised, but ultimately Noah entered the Teva not because of Hashem's promise of the flood, but because he saw the actual waters. And so this is what Rashi says: Af Noach miktanei amanahaya, he was of little faith. Mamin ve'eno mamin shiyavo hamabul. He was conflicted. He believed, he didn't believe. Went back and forth whether the Mabul was actually going to arrive. Velo nichnas lateva ad shedachkuhu hamayim, and he did not enter the teva until the waters literally pushed him to make that decision to enter the teva. There is a famous Hasidic reinterpretation of this Rashi by simply taking the comma and moving it. And Rashi, by moving the comma, reads as follows: Af Noach Miktana amana haya ma'amin. Pause. Not miktana amana haya. It's not that he was of little faith. Miktana amana haya ma'amin. He believed in those of little faith. That is to say, continues Rashi, now with our comma having been cleverly moved, eino ma'amin shiyavo hamabul. He didn't believe that the mabul was going to come. Velo nichnas lateva ad shedachku amayim, and he did not enter the teva until the waters forced him, because he believed in people. He believed in miktanei amana. He believed in those people of little faith that they would come around, that they would ultimately do the right thing, and he believed until the last moment that they could and would be the best version of, or at least a better version of themselves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be required to destroy the world, not that he was of little faith himself, but rather he had faith in those with little faith. And that is an extraordinary midah. So often we judge one another and we sell each other short. But what Noah, the father of all humanity, has ingrained within our DNA is this very notion. We have to be ma'amin in ktanei amana. We have to be ma'amin in those people around us, even when they sometimes fail to live up to our expectations. And you know what? We have to believe in ourselves as well, even when we fail to live up to our expectations. Sometimes, yes, we're ma'amin v'eino ma'amin. We're struggling. We go both ways. We have to have faith in ourselves. We are the ktanei amana, and we have to have faith in ourselves that we can ultimately pull through and not sell ourselves short. So we ask another question: who is the father of the Jewish people? And if you ask yourself that question, most people would answer, and correctly so, Avraham Avinu is the father of the Jewish people. However, the Torah tells us that it's true that Avraham Avinu, you could trace the lineage back to Avraham Avinu, but Avraham Avinu had a father, Terach, and Terach had three sons. Avraham had two brothers, Nahor and Haran. And if you look at his brother Haran, so Haran had two daughters, Milcah and Yiscah. Milcah marries Nahor, and Yiscah, Sarai, marries Avraham. So Sarai marries Avraham. Avraham and Sarai, Yiscah is Sarai. Avraham and Sarai have Yitzchak. Yitzchak has Yaakov. Yaakov is the father of the Jewish people. So Haran is essentially the father of all the Jewish people. Haran has another child, and that child is Milcah. Milcah is married to Nahor. Nahor and Milcah have a child, Bethuel. Bethuel has a child named Rivka. Rivka marries Yitzchak. Yitzchak and Rivka together have Yaakov, and thus Haran is again the father of the Jewish people. Haran has another child through Milcah, and that is Lavan. Lavan has two daughters, Rachel and Leah. Rachel and Leah marry Yaakov. Together they produce the imahos of the Jewish people, not every single shevet, but they're the mothers of the Jewish people. So it turns out that Haran is the father of Yitzchak and Yaakov, as well as two of the three avos, as well as four imahos, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. So Haran turns out to be, thus, the father of the Jewish people. We're not done yet. Haran has another child. In addition to Milcah and Yiscah, he has another child, and that child's name is Lot. Lot has a child named Moav. Moav is the father of Rus. Rus is the mother of David HaMelech. So it turns out that Haran is the father of the Jewish people, Bechlal, and he's Befrat, the father of Malchus based David. So who's the father of the Jewish people? Avram Avinu? Yes. Turns out, one could make an argument that Haran is also the father of the Jewish people. And indeed, it is Chassam Sofer in his Taras Moshe that makes this very point. He says, Avi Milka va'avi Yiska say the Pasuk, Lo Marlach to teach you, ki gadol ma'od haya Haran. He was an extraordinary person in the sense that Kol Kedushas Yisrael yotza mimenu. The entirety of the Jewish people, Kol Kedushas Yisrael. Listen to that language. The entire holiness of the Jewish people, the body politic of the Jewish people comes from Haran. And says Chassam Sofer, it's a fascinating thing, because if you think about it, there's another Rashi, citing the Medrash, that Haran was not such a great guy in the minds of Chazal. Medrash tells us that Avram Avinu was brought before Nimrod to make a choice. Are you going to be loyal to Hashem, to monotheism, or are you going to believe in me and Avodah Zarah? And if you make the wrong choice, I'm throwing you into the Kivshan HaEsh, so choose. And that same choice was given to Haran. So Haran says, I'm going to hold off on my decision. Let me see what happens to Avram first. So Avram says, I'm not going to compromise on my faith. I'm not going to compromise on my emunah, my bitachon, and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he chooses death rather than to give in to Avodah Zarah. And of course, the Medrash concludes that Avram Avinu is saved. Haran sees the good fortune of Avram. He says, that's the path that I want to take. He also gets thrown into the Kivshan HaEsh. However, Haran dies in the Kivshan HaEsh. Why? Because he didn't really have emunah. He was just hedging his bets. And he saw what the good fortune that Avram had. So he said, I'm going with this guy. But says the Chassam Sofer, even though Haran was not such a great guy, and even though Haran may have only given his support and loyalty to Hashem because he saw what happened to Avram and not because of a real emunah, nevertheless, says the Chassam Sofer, Haya Moser Nafsho Amanash Lo Yase Lo Nes V'Nitzal. He was Moser Nafsho because he believed that a Nes was going to happen to him. In other words, he did have emunah on some level. And he was willing to be Moser Nefesh. He was willing to risk his life because he believed that Hashem would save him. In other words, he believed in Hashem. Yes, it was because, he hedged his bets with Avram Avinu. V'Haran Haya Moser Nafsho Almanas shel yaselo nes lachain lo nitzal. Yes, it's true that he only did it because of the fact that he believed the miracle was going to happen to him. But you know what? He believed the miracle was going to happen to him. Va'aval mikol makom nisref al kiddush Hashem. So at the end of the day, he dies al kiddush Hashem. It doesn't make a difference. But it doesn't make a difference that his kavanos were not necessarily lishma. It doesn't make a difference that he was hedging his bets. At the end of the day, he was Moser Nafsho Al Kiddush Hashem. And that's something. So what's the point here? I think the point is, going back to what we said about Noach again now, about Haran. Haran is a father of the Jewish people. We trace our DNA back to Haran as much, maybe more, than we trace our DNA back to Avram. Because Avram is only the father of Yitzchak and Yaakov. He's not the father of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. But Haran is the father of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, and is the father of Yitzchak and Yaakov, consequently, as well. So as it turns out, I think this is the point, that maybe, just maybe, we cannot see ourselves as the rarefied Baal, Bitachon, and Emunah, and Tzaddik, and everything that's Avram Avinu. Maybe that's not us. Maybe it's too high of a level. But you know what? We're not as bad as Haran. We're better than Haran. And look what Haran accomplished. Look what Haran produced. Look what came out of Haran. Look what came out of Haran. So often we judge each other and we sell each other short. We sell our neighbors short. So this person will amount to nothing. This Talmud will amount to nothing. This person is a garnish, an isvar. But they're not as bad as Haran. And look what came out of Haran. And the truth of the matter is that sometimes the people that we sell short the most is ourselves. And perhaps if we tell ourselves the following, maybe I can't see myself as the great Tzaddik Avraham Avinu, but you know what? I'm at least a little better than Haran. And if that's the case, perhaps I'm capable and my potential is far greater than what I might have thought otherwise. Haran could have just sold him short, said, forget about him. Nothing good will ever come out of Haran. But you know what? With all of Haran's really serious flaws, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Gantz Klal Yisrael emerged from Haran. And if that could come out of Haran, imagine what we can produce. Agud Vach, Shavua Tov to all.